Welcome to the Lighthouse Church podcast. Thanks so much for joining us for this week's message. We want to say a special thank you to each and every person that gives and partners with us. To learn more about what Lighthouse Church is doing in San Bruno and across the San Francisco Bay Area, visit our website, www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Like and subscribe so you don't miss any new content. Now, check out this week's message.
So this couple, we can see that they are about as opposite as they come, right? One is like silly and hyper and I love his picture of how he saw God as like chaotic and wild. And then Joanna was like, I saw God as, you know, orderly and structured. And isn't this interesting how we all see God in different ways? And here's the thing. I believe God is all of those things, right? He is the God of order. He is methodical and intentional in everything that he does. He is kind of reckless in his love and in his pursuit of us, the way that he loves us. I mean, it's pretty incredible to think about, huh? And how God does a couple things. One is he meets each one of us right where we're at. That's one thing that I really love about God. He's a personal God. We get to have a one-on-one personal relationship with him. Your relationship with God does not need to look the same as my relationship with God. First of all, I want you to learn to be okay with that. Be okay with your relationship with God looking a little different than somebody else. And then the next thing is we are meant to have community and relationships with one another because that grows us. I believe God intends for that. So that thing that makes you uncomfortable, that thing that challenges your view of God, that thing that person that challenges your view of God, that causes you to see another angle or another dimension of God, don't run from that. That's the beauty, I believe, of life and how God designed us. He says how good and how pleasant it is for brothers and sisters to dwell together in unity. There's something about each of us bringing our different perspectives and experiences with God and sharing them together that causes us to more fully capture who God is. Because here's the thing. God's bigger than any of our minds can really fathom. That's the thing. Scripture says God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. So when even we try to be really smart and we try to really know, we still just barely have even grasped a little bit of the greatness and the goodness of God, the depth of his love, the depth of his grace. And I will tell you this, it's kind of like anybody ever drive to Yosemite and see Yosemite National Park? Oh, my family loves it there. It's so beautiful. My dad used to take me there hiking. He loved hiking up there. I loved driving around there and just seeing it. But here's the thing about Yosemite is it's beautiful. It's gorgeous, beautiful park. But every angle that you get, there's like all these different lookouts all over the park where you can stop and take photos. And every angle is more beautiful than the last. I see a new perspective and I go, wow. And then I come around another corner and I see another angle and I go, wow. Oh my gosh, that's incredible. That's what it's like when brothers and sisters, people get to know God together in relationship with one another. It's like we get to see new dimensions of God, who he is, his greatness, his power. It builds our faith, absolutely, because I hear about what God's done in your life, and it causes me to believe, wow, maybe that could happen in my life too. Right? It builds our faith, but it causes us, I believe, to just see the creator of the universe, the God who knows each and every one of us by name. Even the Bible says he knows every hair on our head. How crazy is that? It's crazy to think about. And he knows everything there is to know about you. And he loves you. He cares about you. There's a scripture that I feel like God wanted me to share today. And it's from Jeremiah 29. The verse that is most quoted is Jeremiah 29:11, which says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, plans for good and not for evil," some translations say, "to give you a future and a hope." But then it says this, then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will hear you. But verse 13 was what I felt like God wanted to highlight for us this morning. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. You will seek me and will find me when you seek me with all your heart. There's things probably in your life, if you're anything like me, there's things in your life where you're needing God to show up. And I don't think that this verse just means I'm searching for the meaning of life. Although, yes, absolutely. And if you, because there is something in all of our hearts, I believe, that we're made to know our Creator. And so I believe that every heart is going to be restless, right? I believe it was St. Augustine that says, our hearts are restless until they find rest in God, right? We're made for that. So you seek God. There are a lot of people around us. We have a lot of friends, a lot of family that are seeking something, but they don't know what it is. They're seeking God, right? And they are looking in all the wrong places probably, but they're seeking. And there's nothing wrong with seeking, because what God says is if you keep seeking after me, you're going to find me. But I think for us today, it goes beyond just the finding God. It's finding God in the midst of our pain, in the midst of our hurt, in the midst of our struggle, in the midst of our doubt, in the midst of that unanswered prayer. We feel like, where is God in this? And I think probably God's saying, wait. And he's going to show up, right? But he says, keep seeking me, because I'm going to show up. You can count on that. So the seeking after God is actually the best place to be for us. Because God's not hiding from us, right? But he does want us to pursue him. Just as he pursues us with an everlasting love, he goes after us with his whole heart. He wants us to go after him too. There's something kind of cool about that. So I would say that if you have something that you're wanting God to show up for, that's okay. And if you're wondering where God's been in it, that's okay. I think we need to keep seeking him. We need to keep going after him because, you know, here's the thing. We need to be looking in the right places, right? Because you can look all you want in the wrong place and you're never going to find it, right? So the answers that you're looking for, I'm going to tell you where you're going to find. Spoiler alert, you will find them in the Bible. You will find them when you're spending time with somebody else that also loves Jesus and you're sharing your struggle and they're praying for you. You're going to find God when you're just out on a walk saying, God, I need you to show up. That's where he shows up, right? So I think that in our lives, God's like wanting to just kind of remind us, seek me, but seek me in the right places. Look for me in my word. Look for me as I'm wanting to show up for you in your life. Because just like before you gave your life to Jesus, you were looking for something. You were just looking in the wrong spot, right? And you didn't find what you were looking for, right? It's not going to be found there. So when I am looking for, say, my missing book, and I really, really want that book, Hinds Feet on High Places, where is that book that I love so much? I can't find it anywhere. I'm not going to find it in my room or in my closet because it's not there. But it's on my bookshelf. I need to go to the bookshelf. And when I go to the bookshelf, I'm going to find it there. That's where it's at. And so what are you looking for? I don't know today what you're needing God to show up for. But he says, when you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. There's a dedication and a devotion to it. And I think that a lot of us, because we're so used to being satisfied so quickly by the things of the world, you know, instant gratification. If I want to know something, I just pull out my phone and I Google it. And I'm not used to having to, like, search for things. I used to have to get out my encyclopedia and find the right volume and then look up the information. And it took a little time. It took a little effort. I think that for a lot of us, and Zoe, I'm going to invite you to come up and you can start to play that song again. I think for a lot of us, we give up really quickly. So maybe you do go to church once or twice. Maybe you do read your Bible, or you got the YouVersion app and you read a verse or two. Maybe you do. But in my walk with Jesus, I've learned that it takes more than once or twice reading a verse for God to show up and really reveal himself to me. You will seek me and will find me when you seek me with your whole heart. Not part of your heart, your whole heart. That's a focus, a dedication. And it means not giving up quickly. So I want to encourage you today. If you would just close your eyes right now, I know that you all have something that's on your mind and on your heart. And Lord, I just thank you that you show up for us in these places where we feel confused, we feel stressed, we feel overwhelmed, we don't know the answer, we don't know what to do. I just feel like, Lord, you're wanting to expand our understanding of your greatness and your goodness. Lord, I thank you for this community where we get to love and encourage each other. Lord, I pray that we wouldn't just read a verse once and be done with it. God, I pray that we would go after your heart, that we would seek you with our whole heart, that we would keep knocking is what one scripture says. Keep knocking and the door will be open to you. That we would not be quick to give up, but that we would pursue you, God, and that we would hear you and see you show up in our lives. Because, Lord, I know that you care about us so much. I know that you're a miracle-working God. I know that you heal hearts, that you do miracles with finances, God. I know that you are the one that takes that prodigal child and brings him to his senses, and he gives his life to you. Lord, that's something that you do. That's your power. That's your spirit that does that. So, Lord, right now, I just pray that there would be a sense of calm and peace that would be felt all throughout this room, inside of our spirits, Lord, that we would give you, that we would give you that thing that we've been holding on tightly to. We'd give you that thing that we've been wondering, where are you at in that, God? We'd give it to you, and that we would keep seeking you and keep trusting you with it. I just want to invite you to just take a moment and ask the Lord, Lord, what is that thing that you're wanting me to surrender to you right now? Lord, I trust you. You are a faithful God. You keep your promises. Lord, I pray that you'd forgive us for the times that we've made that thing, that situation, bigger than you and your power. Lord, I pray that you would become the biggest thing in our lives, that you would be the biggest priority, that your praise would always be on our mouth, God, that we would be giving you glory and honor and worship, God, every single day when we wake up, Lord. And I pray that scripture, the Bible, would not just be something extra for us or occasional, God, but that we would be hungry and thirsty for your word to us, and that it would revive us, that it would restore us, God, that you would speak in mighty ways, Lord, because I know that your word is alive and powerful, that it actually changes my mind. It changes my perspective. It causes me to love other people more fully. It causes me to honor you more completely. Lord, I thank you for your commitment to us. And Lord, I pray that we would be a people that seek you with our whole heart. God, that I would not be casual in my faith, that I would not be just casual in my relationship with you, but that I would be committed, dedicated, wholehearted, going after you, going after your promises, going after your truth, claiming, God, your victory in my life, because I know what you say in your word. Lord, I pray that I would keep on pursuing that. And Lord, I pray for each and every one, God. I pray for you to do miracles in our lives, God. We trust you. We pray for grace to trust you more. In those things where we've been struggling to trust you, God, I pray for more grace, because none of this can be done in our own strength. It's only by your grace working in our lives. And so, God, we just give you glory and praise today. Thank you for your goodness, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse Church's podcast. We hope today's episode has enriched your faith journey. If you have any questions or want to learn more about our church, visit www.lighthousesanbruno.com. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.